Okay, my name is Michaela Funicello. I'm 17 years old. Today is January 17th, and I'm speaking with Maddie Magana, who's a friend from school. We're recording this interview in Rancho Palos Verdes, California.
Hi, my name is Maddie. I'm 17 years old. I'm a senior at Peninsula, and this year I am ASB president.
So my first question for Maddie is, when you decided you wanted to run for ASB, what was the vision you saw for Penn, and do you feel that it came to fruition?
So when I ran for ASB my sophomore year, my biggest thing was that I wanted Penn to be like a safe space. I wanted everyone to feel like activities weren't cooler than other activities, and I wanted everyone to feel like what they did mattered. I also wanted events where we got the entire school to go to, and it felt like an invitation to the entire school, not just people who will go to events often. I think for the most part, this vision has come true. I've seen people at games and dances that I usually like wouldn't have seen, and people have like come up to me saying that they're excited for things that, you know, usually they wouldn't be excited for. So I'm glad people feel like they want to be involved.
Maddie, can you tell me about a time when you feel that you modeled the way for your peers?
So, coming back from quarantine and a full year online, it was really hard for a lot of people to get readjusted, especially underclassmen who didn't really have anything to adjust to, and they were kind of just doing everything for the first time. So, coming back, I definitely had to model, how to be like a leader. My instructor like wasn't back either for 4 months, so when we started school, I really had to step up and take charge and not only be a student leader but be like an advisor and a teacher to my peers. And so I would come to school every day and make sure I was, you know, leading the class and making sure everything was going the right way, being a role model, staying positive. And I think that I ended up really explaining and showing people how to be a leader, and that ended up working, and we got a lot of stuff done, and it helped a lot of the newer kids who had never done something like this before feel comfortable. And yeah, I think that's how I modeled that.
Yeah, I noticed like when we came back from quarantine, when everyone came back in person, like there was a shift in like mm-hmm. the way that it was, because you could tell like everyone was way more excited to like get back into things, and that was like really cool to see, and it also helped me like be more inspired to get back into things as well. So yeah. All right, my next question is, how have you tried to keep your peers positive and motivated in times of uncertainty and fear? What kind of things did you do?
So actually very recently we were told a lot of like bad stuff was going to happen for this new semester regarding some of the events that we've been planning for a long time now. So we definitely just all got hit with like a big bummer of news. So in keeping positive and motivated, you know, I kind of just have to tell everyone, like, you know, the student body like doesn't know that we had these things planned. So if they get nothing, it's kind of like, it kind of sucks, you know, because they don't even know that they were going to get something. So we kind of have to like put others first and get motivated with the idea that we can still do something for these kids that can be new. It can be something completely new. Like, we can't just give up hope just because something that we've been working hard on got knocked down. You know, like there's always room to think of new ideas, and the idea, like, what if we never even tried, you know, like something good could come out of this. So we have to, like, keep moving forward, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. Alrighty. Is there someone or something from which you gain a notable amount of inspiration? Why are they or it so important to you?
I have a couple answers, but I think my number one answer would be, like, my peers. I think I'm genuinely so motivated every single day just by the people around me. Like, just small things that they do really inspire me to do better for myself. Like in class, when I hear people like talking, or like I did this yesterday, or I went here, or just like the small things, I'm like, I can do that too. Or like, not like a competition, but like I think of myself, you know what, like if they can do this, like I can do this, even if it's just a small thing. Like I went to a beach cleanup this weekend, I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna make an event now, you know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy. It's just like the smallest things that my peers do, they really inspire me, because I don't know, the things that I do for them. So when I hear that they're motivated and I'm not, that inspires me to be more motivated. Also, like critics, like when people like when they like criticize things, that gets me even more motivated, because I'm like, you know what, I can do better. I know I can do better. Like, I'm sorry you didn't like that, and I'm gonna make it better. So I think those are my like two main motivators.
We have a little extra time, so do you want to do like, do you have any other ones that are like big people in your life, or like just like notable people?
My mom, for sure.
Your mom?
I think my mom. Yeah, my mom. Oh man, she's crazy. I love my mom. she's I think the hardest worker I've like ever gotten to know, and I've known like a lot of people who like put like blood and sweat into things, but I think my mom definitely inspires me to like, you know, do more than I'm capable of. Like, she's definitely the one who's like, no, you can do this. Like, she's the one who tells me like every morning, like, oh no, you can do this. Like, and it, when it gets too much for me, she's definitely always there to like support me and, you know, hug me and like dry my eyes or whatever, you know, when it gets too much. But she's definitely my biggest motivator and definitely my biggest inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really special when you have that relationship with a parent, those people who are fortunate enough to have it, because those people are with you for like your whole life basically, and you always know like you have that backbone to just like fall back on. So it's really special. So if you could give one piece of advice to people listening about leadership, what would it be and why?
This is my favorite question. my one piece of advice would be that your peers respect you when you respect them. And when your peers respect you, it's going to be a lot easier for them to listen to you and to even want to be leaded. Because high schoolers especially, like, they don't want to be told, like, what to do, like, really ever. They don't want to be baby. They don't want to be told what to do, like, you know, by adults especially. So it feels really good when you can, like, lead people and not feel like you're their boss or you're, like, bossing them around. Because you're on their level. You guys have, like, mutual respect for each other and you're both working hard. But as a leader, like, your attitude determines theirs. So you have to be willing to, like, make sacrifices, spend extra hours doing things, committing time to, you know, like, whatever you're leading and putting forth the effort. And then that's how you gain their respect. So you're not just so, you know, when you're, like, leading them, you're not just someone who's saying things, you know, you're an example to them. So I think that's my best advice.
And that also helps give, like, it also contributes to the positive environment. So when you're like all doing things for the better of each other, it helps to create like this positive, welcoming, happy environment that all students feel they're welcome to. And I think that's really special.
Exactly.
I have one additional question.
Ooh.
It's in what ways can you enable others to act and be good leaders? So, like, how have you encouraged and inspired the people around you?
That's a really good question. I think it's a game kind of like I was just saying, like, giving and receiving. So, you know, to make other people want to be good leaders, you have to, like, show yourself, like, being a good leader. So, if you're talking to someone and you're really attentive to what they're saying and you're listening and you're communicating to them, and they're going to want to do the same thing with you and with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's really just like you, it's kind of like Simon says, like, if someone does, if you're a good example and you do something, other people are going to want to do the same as you, especially if you're having like fun while doing it and you actually like doing it. Like, I don't know. You can't really like expect someone to be a good leader without showing them like what a good leader is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that's my answer.
I totally get it. It's like the energy you put out is the energy you're gonna receive. So like,
exactly, yeah.
So whatever vibes you're giving off, the people around you are gonna reflect that. So
exactly.
You gotta be careful of what you're doing, especially when you're in like a leadership position. And I think you've accomplished that. So
thank you.
Yeah, of course. All right, so that was the last question. I want to thank Maddie for coming on and helping me. I've noticed her. She's been a great leader. We've known each other 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Three? Yeah, 3 years. And Yeah, so she's always been there to, like, help inspire people, and I've always noticed her, like, making a difference, and I can just tell, like, after everyone talks to her, they're always smiling, I can notice, so it's just, she's just a really nice person, and she's a great leader, and yeah, I'm really grateful that she was able to do this with me, so, yeah. Anything you want to say?
I think Michaela is the best leader on campus.
I say that about her.
So welcoming, so kind. I think just a pure ball of love.
Alrighty, that is it. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah. Bye.